Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning, I really am going to talk about something in your backyard. Very important in your backyard, that's the pollinators. Last evening at the Extension office, we attended a session about pollinators. It was one of the ongoing sessions, and I believe it was the last one for this summer, related to various things in yards and gardens. But hopefully you've also noticed in the news, in printed news, all kinds of places where we've been seeing more about pollinators because there have been problems, especially with honeybees in terms of diseases and so on. And pollinators, well, we can't have food, basically, without pollinators. So they are very, very important in our life, whether we're talking about in our backyards, in our gardens, in our veggie gardens, or if we're talking about field crops, we need pollinators to help us. Now, there are other ways that crops and so on get pollinated, but the pollinators are really important in our lives. And perhaps we need to know a bit more about them. Now, one of the things that I've raised my awareness as I attended this class last night that I hadn't really thought about it is, you know, we usually hear of honeybees being as the pollinators, but there are many more insects, of course, that do the pollination work as a part of their whole life cycle. Now, honeybees, as I said, that's one of the things that we hear of most, but other bees like bumblebees, mining bees, leafcutter bees, those that are in the ground, all kinds of bees. But in addition to the bees, of course, butterflies. You know, almost any insect that goes from plant to plant is going to help be a pollinator. So flies, ants, beetles, you know, the list goes on in terms of the kinds of insects that do work as pollinators, even though their job in terms of what they're doing is feeding. And some of the insects use pollen as their food because pollen provides protein. Others go to those plants to get the nectar, which is sugar and water, and that's their food. So in the process of getting their food, they also get pollen on themselves. As our speaker said, some of them just seem like they love it. They kind of roll around in it and get covered with it. So it goes on to the next plant. So we can help with pollinators. We could just provide a bit of food, a bit of space, a bit of water. Those are some of the kinds of things that pollinators need. Not just the flowers, but also other kinds of plants, including trees and grasses, shrubs. All of those may provide pollen. Some of them much more in terms of both the pollen and the nectar. And then also some other things that, especially if we're talking about butterflies, but also for other pollinators, it's good to have some water in the area. It's good to have some shade, some sun. You know, kind of a natural landscape is probably the best for pollinators. Also, if we really want to help out pollinators, you think about these are tiny. Most of them are tiny. And so to get their food, it would be best if they didn't have to fly clear across the yard, but be able to go from plant to plant, flower to flower. And so if you're especially planting flowers for specific insects, you want to plant them in groups, not just one here and one there. Or, of course, you can let nature take its course, and nature often does a great job of planting the host plants and the food plants where they are most needed. Think about in your yard, whether it's a large yard or a small yard, if you're wanting to give more help to the pollinators. Some of the things you can do is to plant things other than grass and maybe let the grass grow just a little longer rather than keeping it very, very short. You might consider leaving some weeds. Ooh, that's a nasty word. But in specific little corners or spots, especially nestles. Is that what I want to say? That's not what I want to say. But and milkweeds is a really good example. You know, you don't have to have them scattered all throughout the yard. It might just be one spot somewhere that you leave for those things that we call weeds. And a weed is any plant that's not where you want it to be. So just think about having a bit more natural space. Also, some other things that are helpful, are especially for butterflies, are a few rocks, and that's a resting place. Also, we think of all of our butterflies as going off to some warmer clime, like our monarchs. But there are some butterflies that actually overwinter in Iowa, and they may do that under some bark, you know, a pile of logs, a pile of branches. Again, it doesn't have to cover up a big space, but that might be a place they would overwinter. And also, I learned that there are a number of butterflies that are there on the endangered species list. Yep, we have those. So some other things, let's just think about, because you may be, if you are a gardener, if you are somebody who has a yard where you really plan other than grass to have in your yard, you may want to think about some plants that you would plant this fall, as well as thinking about what you might do for next spring. Some favorite host plants for butterflies especially include alyssum, aster, borage, carrot, cherry, crabgrass. Now there's a nasty one we don't like to have in our yard. Hollyhocks. Do you remember when you were growing up, perhaps, that there was a place, especially if you lived in the country, there was always a group of hollyhocks somewhere, perhaps near the garage or in older days near the outhouse. And we had fun playing with the hollyhocks. Marigolds are great hosts. Nasturtiums, parsley, ragweed, another one that we usually don't like to hear of. Stinging nettle, that's the one I was trying to think of. Not something that we want where we can, where we work with our other plants. Thistles, violets, white clover, wisteria. Those are all favorite host plants for butterflies. But remember, when we have butterflies, we also have to think about the caterpillar. So you need caterpillar food plants as well as the food for adults. And we've mentioned a number of those. Some others in terms of the caterpillar food plants include some of those in our veggie garden that we really don't want them to eat, such as cabbage and broccoli. We've mentioned nasturtiums. We've not mentioned dill. They love dill. So just plant a little extra. That's easy to do. And dill kind of spreads itself. Dill is easy. Plant some for you. Plant some for the butterflies as well, or the caterpillars in this case. We haven't talked about sunflowers. Mentioned trees. Willow, elm, poplar, birch, hackberry. Those are all favorite caterpillar food plants. And, of course, also some of our other fruit plants, such as apple and poplar. You know, there's that balance between the perfect yard, the perfect plant, the plant that's going to give you everything you want, and you don't want insects eating on it. But on the other hand, if we want those pollinators, and if you're a butterfly lover, you need to give them some leeway to eat some of that too, and you maybe won't have the perfect looking plant. In fact, I plant the pretty little milkweed plants that some are red, some are orange. They're very much smaller than the roadside ones. And the other day I went to look at my plant, and there's not much left of it, but there was a caterpillar merrily eating away, so soon to be a butterfly. And I felt pretty good about it once I was kind of over the shock of there's not much left of my plant, that, hey, there he is chomping away, and it's going to be, he's having a good time and being a host to a future butterfly. So lots to learn about pollinators, And if you're some into butterflies specifically, much to learn there. And of course, there's lots of work being done, lots on the internet about pollinators, about butterflies, especially about honeybees. So you can get more information. And of course, Iowa State University Extension is another source. I picked up three little leaflets today, Gardening for Butterflies, Iowa Butterfly and Caterpillar Food Preferences, and Pollinators in the Garden. They are all available free online also. So think about, look at all of those insects flying around and thinking, yeah, they're helping to pollinate our food as well as our flowers. Until next time, here's a thought. They will rise highest who strive for the highest place.